doing that classic Yingling, you know, that cheap, but you want a lot of beer, so 12-pack for like $10. Also, though, I got a comment. Why are you drinking out of a cup?
So when I first showed up to Tim's house to do the first podcast, he comes into the room, and we're about to shoot the podcast, and he brings in this big-ass Hard Rock Cafe glass, and he starts to pour his beer in there. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing, dude? Money in the way for what they got to say. I throw it up, it's falling down, it's definitely in the way. More than three niggas talking big flicks, on the phone on, and she still chase. The money in the way for what they got to say. I throw it up, it's falling down, it's definitely in the way.
Live from the Up Top Pod, it's Uncensored with your boy Mike and Tim. How you doing today, Mike?
I'm doing good, man. It was a long day. Work dragged on. Sucked like always, but finally glad to be off and here doing the podcast, man. Episode 4 already.
Bro, crazy. It's flying by. I feel like every night I have a podcast to do.
Dude, I feel like it's we release it and then go to sleep, wake up, and we got to record again. Which I'm cool with it. I love recording. And we appreciate everybody's feedback. We got a lot of feedback this week on topics, especially Facebook. So I put one of the topics on Facebook.
Yeah.
A lot of people responded.
It blew up, yeah.
Like 78 people or 78 comments last time I checked. So that was good. But we have a very special guest, Emily Rock. Yes. What's up?
What up, guys?
And I can already tell you, we appreciate you coming out, because it's a long drive from you from the city. How long was it?
Like I would say, like, probably 30 minutes or so. There was no traffic, so it wasn't. Yeah, it wasn't that
bad. Oh, that's dope.
But you are already our special guest, or our favorite guest, because you brought us beer.
That's
true. Nobody has brought us beer.
That's true. Shout out. Hey, you come on the show, you can bring some beer, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, it's going to be hard to compete with that, so.
It's not mandatory, but it's appreciated.
So it's been, I haven't seen you in so long.
Yeah, dude, I really feel like it's been since, like, we fucking graduated.
You think so?
I don't remember, like, running into you. I mean, maybe, but, like, no, nah. it's been a while. Yeah.
Do you and Neil ever go out, like, downtown, like, for Shamrock or anything like that?
We try to, like, do some of the festivals and stuff in Richmond, but we're pretty much homebodies. We've been doing the Friday Night Cheers since it started up this summer.
Oh, yeah, how is that? Because our boy Forrest was telling us about that.
Is that at Bell's?
Yeah, that's okay. The one at Bell's, right?
It's on, well, Browns Island?
Browns
Island.
Yeah, okay.
Browns
yeah.
Island.
To me, that's all one place.
I know. When Richmond you said Bell's, certified. I was like, do we also call it Bell's? Like, I don't know.
how is that?
Well,
is
the first one that they had, I didn't actually go because it was so crowded and hot. But we went the second week, and it was perfect. We went, like, an hour before it ended. So, like, we didn't even have to pay to get in.
Nice.
The beers were, like, still flowing, so we got those pretty cheap, too. So that, I think, would be the ticket. Like, if you want to avoid the crowds and shit, like, go, like, that last, like, hour and a half.
Definitely. I'm definitely going to have to check that out. So you graduated what year?
2012. Same with me, right? Yeah.
Okay. I'll just make it short because I failed in high school. I don't know if anybody knows that, but I did. My ninth grade year, I failed.
Super
I
senior.
Yeah.
The elite super senior.
I'm going deep with this, but I had like I had a meeting with the principal and everything because I missed too many days, and they were not lenient at all with that.
What were you doing? Besides school, what were you doing?
I was an idiot. Immature, I just skipped, and it was my fault, so, I mean, I couldn't sit in there and bitch too much about it.
I'm very disappointed.
So I should have graduated with you, which you graduated in 11.
Yes, sir.
So, yeah, class of 2012 for us,
woo,
which is crazy. How many years is that already?
Oh, my God.
7 years ago?
Yep.
Holy shit.
Did that make you feel old?
Hell, yeah.
Make me feel old as shit.
Hell, yeah.
Old as shit.
Almost 10 years, close to 10 years. That's absolutely crazy. So, a little bit about you. You live in Richmond right now.
Yes.
You before a podcast, you were talking about you and Neil getting ready to buy a house.
Yes.
That's super clutch.
Well, I don't want to say we're buying a house. He is buying a house. But, yeah, we're super excited about it.
Staying in Richmond, like you said.
Yes, absolutely.
All of us in here have dogs. And I want to bring up your dogs real quick. So, how many dogs do you have?
Four dogs. I have Indigo. He's a lab pit mix thing, not super sure what he is. He's my OG though, and he currently is staying with my parents because he's getting super stressed out about the new puppy, so we're giving him a little old man vacation, if you will.
Right.
And we got two bulldogs, Bagel and Baguette. And then
that's so dope.
So you take a moment to appreciate the carb names there.
Yeah, no, that's...
And then I got my big boy Atlas, the Great Dane.
Ooh, Atlas Sheesh. Is a monster. Beautiful dog, though.
Thank you.
Beautiful dog. Tim, you have Shammy.
My boy Shammy.
Shammy now.
Shammy is just over a year old. So his birthday was like last month.
Nice.
I went and bought him a steak and...
You bought him a steak.
I went and bought him a steak.
Did you cook it or did you feed it raw?
I cooked it.
Should have fed it to him raw, man. They love that.
I don't know. I was like reading on it because I didn't know what to do. And they said you should like cook it. You should cook it like medium rare.
I mean, like, I preference maybe, but like, I know that dogs and cats can both eat like raw
meat.
Food.
Yeah. And yeah. I was like going to give it to him, but I didn't know what I was doing.
That's okay. He appreciated the effort, I'm sure.
Oh, he had a great day.
But yeah, it's crazy how fast it's gone by, like, how fast time has gone by. Like, Carson's almost one.
I was about to say, next you got week, your Carson.
Next week. I don't know what I got to do something for him.
Oh, I know you're going to do it big.
I'm turning into
you're going to take the week off.
Dog dad.
A dog
do a birthday
cruise.
Party. Do a dog birthday.
My stepmom is like buying him a cake and something. I might just take him by Chick-fil-A or something.
That's nice. Chicken.
Okay.
Something
okay.
like that. Maybe a steak like you did. I don't know. We'll see.
Do it big, man.
I'm gonna have to do it big. So let's go ahead and jump into this. Like we said, we graduated in 2011 for you.
Yep.
So kind of when you think back on high school, Emily, you're the guest, so I'll jump to you first. When you think about high school, do you have any regrets or, you know, what kind of flows through your mind or your first instant thought when you think about high school? At Thomasdale, the good old Thomasdale.
See, I'm not even going to call it the good old
Thomasdale. I was being nice. I'm being nice.
It wasn't bad.
I had a pretty rough time my later years in high school. So when I first think about that, that's immediately what my brain goes to. But I would say as far as regrets go is just on that, not letting stuff get to me as much as it did. I feel like if I went back with the mindset and maturity that I have now, I think I would have handled things a lot differently, and I maybe wouldn't have gone as crazy as I kind of did. But yeah, that unfortunately is like the only memory that I have of Thomasdale. So when I drive past it now in Chester, I don't even look at the building. If anything, I just like flip the bird. Like, I hate that building.
What about you, Tim?
I took high school as a joke, and I really regret that. I wish I would have tried harder. I could
big enough joke to where you failed a grade like me.
Well, no, I never failed a grade just because I couldn't go home and tell my mom that I wasn't going to pass a grade.
Oh, dude, probably easily the worst day of my life. You know my dad,
yeah,
bro.
By the way, shout out to my mom. I love you, mom. But I wish I tried harder. I didn't care. Like, I didn't skip school because all my friends were at school, minus Bish. But it was just, I wanted to make everybody laugh, and I didn't care about doing my work, and I just, like, kind of floated by, and I could have done so much more and had better opportunities.
Same here. I mean, I tried to act like the class clown, and obviously my biggest regret was just failing ninth grade and not putting forth the effort. I mean, the thing that I think about when I was in high school, my mom always told me, and I feel like every parent, at least most parents say this, you're going to regret not giving your full effort in high school.
Bruh, hindsight is 20/20. There's no way that...
And it's just crazy that I think about it because, you know, everything that we do now as adults, I sit back and I'm like, school was pretty fucking easy if I would have just did the work or just cared. You know what I mean? And then I feel like I didn't get the high school experience either because I was in a fucking relationship the entire time.
What does that even mean, like the high school experience?
Like, I didn't go, like, I maybe went to, like, one party or, I just didn't really do anything.
Like school functions or, like, kids like having parties?
Kids having parties or
school. We used to go to parties all the time, and Bish,
I was never there.
MIA.
I was fully invested in that relationship, and I was just, I don't want to say it's a regret, but, you know, I kind of wish I could go back and at least experience, you know, with y'all and kick it with y'all a lot more than what I did.
Definitely. So it's funny. I say that I took high school as a joke, but at the same time, other things that should have been like not so serious, I took way more serious than it really needed to be. So like, I feel like relationships in high school, it's not that serious. I'm not saying like go cheat on your significant other or anything, but like, it's not the end of the world like you thought. I'm not even gonna go there.
No, I wasn't thinking about that. I was thinking about how how I met you and how we really started talking.
Yeah, yeah. I was actually telling my mom about that the other night when I was telling her I was going to be on here.
Yeah.
She was like, who is that? And I was like, we have this really weird friendship where it's like mostly based through Facebook. But like,
yeah.
I told her that you were like a really strong and positive influence on me when I went through that really bad breakup in high school. And like someone that I didn't even really know that well. I think you saw me upset one day in school and reached out to me that night. And then we just started talking, and it was really nice to have a relationship with someone who was super on the outside that, like, I don't know, just really trustworthy. You're a really good person, and I'm glad that since then we've done pretty much the same thing, just chatted when we needed to, and that's good. I think that's a unique relationship that I have, definitely.
Well, I appreciate those kind of words.
Man. Think about all the people you could have helped if you went to school.
No, but I appreciate that for sure, and it's great to see, you know, with Neil now. Neil's a fucking awesome dude. I don't know him like that, but, you know, just on the outside looking in, I know he's a cool dude, and I know he's great for you. So it's great to see how all of us have really evolved since high school. I mean, Tim's getting ready to have a kid. I'm so fucking excited.
Shout out to TJ.
Too, right?
Somebody that
boy? Hell yeah, man.
Oh, so excited.
Somebody I didn't guess would be the first one to have a kid out of our crew. I thought it would be Bobby. Just because he is irresponsible.
We're not going to talk about that.
All right, let's go ahead and, dude, summer's already here. I feel like we don't ever get a spring. I feel like we have two
seasons,
winter and summer.
I feel like we complained too much about how cold it was, and then the world was like, all right, fuck y'all. Here's some, like, Satan heat, and it's never going to stop. Like, if it's this hot now, I do not want to know what it's going to be like in the middle of July.
That's what I'm saying. Tim works outside, so, dude, I can't imagine what you go through every day. I mean, I'm just shocked you're here right now because you're always fucking asleep no matter what you did that day. So I know when you get home from work, you're fucking exhausted.
Yeah. Yeah. I usually don't go to sleep till super late and I torture myself and then it's hot as hell. But I like working on cars. So.
So what would you, Emily, what would you say? Is summer your favorite
season?
Yeah.
No, definitely fall.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Sure. I would say the same thing. But obviously when summer comes around, you know, cookouts, you know, the river, you know, shit like that. And for me, music is a big, I fucking love music. So, Tim, if you had to pick, let's say two or three songs that are like always summer anthems for you, what are you picking? Like something you can always rock out to in the summer. Or all something right. that it just reminds you of summer. You're like,
I'm going to go OG, Summertime, Will Smith. That is a classic. Every time I hear that, I get so excited. Like, I hear that in the winter and I'm depressed.
Really sad.
And then
that is really sad.
Second, this one's not too old, but Nice for What. That always gets me hype in the summertime.
Nice for What. Nice. What about you, Emily?
Well, I genuinely prepped for this question thinking that it was like songs like now that are summer songs.
No, that's cool. You can do whatever you want.
Okay, I was going to say, I was like, God, I can't go through my whole catalog of summer music and like pick. So I would say I found that godforsaken TikTok app. It is such a black hole, but God, I have been finding some really great music and like remixes and stuff.
Yeah.
So there's this one right now. It's real weird, but it's by an artist called Left Boy, and it's like the Dangerous remix on SoundCloud.
Oh shit.
That's some weird, funky, like EDM rap. It's like a Norwegian rapper, I think, but like it's a pretty sick song. So I think that one's definitely like the turn up summer song as of right now.
I'm definitely gonna have to check that out.
And anything that Lizzo girl's been putting out, I hadn't really like heard of her before, and then just now I've been playing her whole album like all day.
Yeah,
she's fantastic,
like blowing up.
Yeah, crazy, right?
I got one more song though. It's kind of sad, so I don't listen to it all the time.
What's
but
wrong with you tonight? You
Dean right? Lewis, Be All Right. It's a banger.
I don't know if that.
I don't think I know that song.
Huh?
I don't think I know.
Y'all
that.
Have definitely both heard that song. I can't play it because we'll get sued. But it's, you know the song. If you've listened to Q94 for more than 7 minutes, you've heard that song.
Fucking Q94.
Okay.
So what about you?
I put Miami in there by Will Smith.
Okay.
I always thought of that song, and then the song that we like by Ludacris. What's it called? Pimpin' All Over the World.
Oh shit!
That's a good one.
No Meek on a summer playlist.
Probably Mo Money More Problems.
Okay. Yo, you're just reaching all over the place with these. I like it.
I'm trying to. I wrote it down, but I fucking forgot my paper at work.
Sheesh, that's why you don't take notes, bro.
I know. I gotta start coming in here like you.
Real quick, what are we sipping on? We mentioned beer earlier. Emily was so gracious to bring us some. What is it?
Doing that classic Yingling, you know, that cheap, but you want a lot of beer, so 12-pack for like $10. Also, though, I got a comment. Why are you drinking out of a cup?
Everybody says that.
And I've been staring at it for like 5 minutes, like, why is this man drinking out of a small water cup?
I'm drinking a can of beer, a regular 8-ounce can of beer.
I think so, yeah.
Whatever it is. Out of a glass.
12.
Yeah, 12 not ounce. Not I don't know. I just like it. It's smoother.
So we just started doing the podcast.
It's kind of rough, you know what I'm saying?
So when I first showed up to Tim's house to do the first podcast, he comes into the room and we're about to shoot the podcast, and he brings in this big ass Hard Rock Cafe glass, and he starts to pour his beer in there. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing, dude? Like something I've never seen anybody drink beer out of a glass.
He's a classy man.
Unless you're at a restaurant.
Same pinky out.
Unless you're at a restaurant. But I've never seen anybody actually do that at
house. I prefer it out of a glass.
Was it a chilled glass?
No.
Not that fancy.
Right. No, I wasn't.
It was just a Hard
Damn
Rock.
Damn it. I feel like I messed up.
It was just a Hard Rock Cafe. It was just a Hard Rock Cafe glass.
Okay, but it was dope. I got it from the Hard Rock.
No shit. No,
I wasn't like handed over to me or anything. Like I went there, had a great time, and they give you a free glass when you're done.
But dude, Emily, this, like I said, you're going to be hard to top. Bringing beer for the crew to drink during the podcast, that's super clutch. So definitely appreciate that.
No problem.
I don't care what kind of beer it is.
I was telling him earlier before we started, I was like, I was going to get a 6-pack, but then I was looking at him and I was like, man, I can drink a 6-pack. Like, we need something a little bit more than that.
Yeah,
so.
Tim could probably at least drink 8 within this podcast. So
At the end of the podcast,
that
it would be
glass,
so great.
He gonna have to be drinking a lot faster than that.
So can you
shots fired?
Can you shotgun? Do you shotgun?
I cannot shotgun. I have never actually tried before.
Really?
Because it's a little intimidating. I can funnel, which I figured out like 2 summers ago that I can do. But with shotgunning, I don't feel is very much different than that because it's still just like chugging cold beer. But
you talking about a beer bong?
Yeah.
Okay. I thought you meant like the funnel NATO thing that they do in the glass bottles. Have y'all seen that?
No, I've not seen
where
that.
Where they're chugging a bottle out, or chugging a beer out of a bottle, and if you like shake it around, it makes like a vortex.
No, I haven't seen
what?
That.
What?
It's sick. I haven't done it yet, but I'm going to learn.
Where'd you
see
that?
Facebook.
Of course.
I was going to say.
where do you see anything? I looked it up on YouTube, actually.
All right, so are you a movie person, Emily?
Absolutely.
Yes?
Absolutely.
What's your favorite type of movies, if you had to...
Ooh, I would say really anything in like the horror genre. Like yes. I used to be scared of my own shadow when I was a little kid, and then all of a sudden I just became obsessed with everything. So I'm always trying to find like a good new scary movie to see.
It's not a topic, but I want to ask you because horror is my favorite too. What's like your favorite horror movie of all time?
Like favorite being like the movie that scared me the most, or like favorite being just like across the board, like
both. Let's do both. Yeah.
So favorite horror movie currently was the remake of It, which I cannot wait for the second half to come out this fall.
The first one was amazing.
Scariest movie that I'm still scared of is 28 Weeks Later, actually, because I am super obsessed with and equally terrified of zombies. So that movie fucked me up when I was little, and to this day, I cannot watch the entire thing.
You said 28 Weeks Later?
Yeah, 28 Days is good. 28 Weeks is terrifying.
So I haven't. I've always see that when I'm scrolling through my Amazon stick, but I've never clicked on it and watched
it. Do
it.
Well, you got to watch the first one first.
Which is the 28 days.
Yeah.
Have you seen it?
I've seen one of them. And I don't view zombies as a real threat because I haven't quite seen one yet.
We can't get on that conversation. That's like a whole episode worth of talking right there, is me and zombies.
We'll have to do a special. A zombie special. Episode, uncensored special. But that's dope. I'm definitely ready for the second It. Do you like the remake or the original better?
I feel like you can't even compare them at all, really. Because I hear people saying that they hated the new one because it like wasn't like the first one at all and all this stuff. And like,
well, the clowns are two totally different.
Absolutely. Like, you can't top Tim Curry's Pennywise. You can't. Like, that's a, again, cult classic movie. But...
So that was the movie that scared me when I was little. My parents, they didn't really put any restrictions on me, I guess you could say, when it came to that. So I was watching. So it was that scared the living hell out of me. And then my favorite was the original Halloween. I think I watched that when I was six. like 6 or 7. That's how young I was. I would always go to my grandma's house. My uncle was still living there, and all we would do was watch scary movies. So It and Halloween were my two. It was the one that really fucked me up. Like, I've never been like scared of clowns. Just the movie in general, like, really freaked the shit out.
Well, yeah, because his whole thing is like the embodiment of your fear. So he can do and be anything to scare you, and that is what makes him so terrifying.
So are you a fan of Disney movies? Because that's actually our next.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So what are your top three animated Disney movies of all time?
We talking, like, Pixar included into that? Or
yeah,
just,
why not?
I would say favorite of all time is definitely The Lion King.
Solid.
Oh, God.
Say something bad about The Lion King. And
no, I was
they're
going to
shut this podcast down.
No, I was just thinking, once she said that, because when I made my list, I was like, I want to almost guarantee that all three of us might have the same top movie of all time. And mine's The Lion King, too.
Yeah,
so,
Lion King.
I think that that's what that would mean.
No. I just don't know what you're...
Well, she...
I'm head scratching.
Go ahead.
I'm just, like, going through an entire, like, Rolodex of movies from my childhood in my head. I would say Toy Story is up there, too, but, like, I don't know. Like, that's hard to have, like, a top three.
Only the original.
All my life, I did not send my list to Emily. I swear to God. I did not send
my... Now I feel like I have to get the third one, too, then.
If you get the third one, I'm probably going
to
walk out.
We're about to have a coercion investigation.
I'm probably going to walk out. It's you could say a newer one. Not like back when we were super small.
Okay.
So it's, but not like brand new, if that makes sense. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh, he's over hinting now?
No.
It is still Disney. Balto is actually.
You like Balto?
Balto, yeah, nice. For sure.
Three for me is Finding Nemo.
Oh, I was going to fucking say that, I swear to God. And then I was like, no, Balto, that was like a bigger impact on me as a kid.
So, Tim, you didn't really say what's in yours.
So you said Toy Story, Finding Nemo, and what?
Lion King.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm going to put Toy Story first.
I respect that.
Lion King second. And then, honestly, probably Tarzan.
Tarzan. Ooh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
I watched that over and over and over again.
Yeah, that's a fucking good one. When I was little, all I used to play on my PlayStation 2 was the Tarzan game. Or the PlayStation
Fire.
1. Sorry, PlayStation Fire. 1. Fucking Tarzan game. So I'm guessing you had it too.
Don't even worry about it.
So what are y'all nervous when they do new movies from old?
Yeah, like, I hate it.
So what do you
all right,
so real quick, I'm nervous for Toy Story 4 because I wasn't the biggest fan of Toy Story 3. Toy Story 2 was good, but then Toy Story 3, they kind of lost me. Not going to sit here and say it was complete garbage.
It wasn't great.
But it was average to me.
I don't know.
Did
man.
You see Toy Story 3?
I saw it years and years after it came out because it was one of those things where I was like, are you kidding me? Like,
yeah.
Can we not come up with anything original? We're going to keep going. And I thought they were done. So when I heard that there was going to be a fourth, I was like, that's a fucking joke. Like, there's no way they're doing it again. And we fucking are.
I can't go see that movie in theaters either.
I will say, though, if you didn't know this, the same day that the new Toy Story is coming out, the new Child's Play is coming out.
Oh, yeah.
And
Chucky.
They did that shit on purpose, and like they actually, the Child's Play people, the poster for the movie is like Chucky's hand, and he's holding like Woody's like ripped arm or something like that.
And then I saw another poster of he's holding Slinky's half body.
I didn't see that
one.
But I didn't know that. I was like, hold on, why are they doing this?
Yeah, they
but
come out
I didn't
on
know
the
that
same
until
day.
you just said that.
So when y'all were talking about what movies scared you, I didn't answer because I was like, man, I was never really afraid of any movies. Chucky.
Really?
Bruh, Chucky. Oh, yeah. I'm not afraid of dolls, but, like, just, like, his viciousness was, like, insane
to
me.
So, I'm kind of interested in this one, because the last couple Child's Play movies that came out, they haven't hit theaters. They've gone straight to Netflix or DVD that I'm pretty sure they didn't.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think the last one that came out was straight to Netflix.
Yeah, the last one went straight to Netflix.
Yeah.
I think the last one that hit was, yeah, forget it.
Good luck.
I don't even know.
I was about to say forget it. So, did you like Child's Play growing up?
Didn't really watch it because I just, like, knew better. Like, I would always, I would sneak and watch scary movies. My parents, like, didn't know I was, like, around the corner. But that was one that I was, like, No, not even going to go there. But I rewatched them older, and they actually make me laugh because he is a messed up little dude. He is. And it's
that's
so
my problem.
Yes.
That's my problem. He's a fucking psychopath. Like, I'm like, yo, how old are you to be this? Like, what was your childhood, bro?
Dude.
But wasn't he like... It's like a cult leader or something in the doll's body, right?
Yeah, he
or
was
like
he was like a cult leader, and then he was a criminal, and then he took over Chucky's body by some voodoo type thing, and could never,
I haven't seen it since I was
could
young.
Never get back out of the body or something like that. But I think after 1 and 2 were good. Seed of Chucky was good, and then honestly, that's all I can remember off the top of my head. It's been so long since I've seen that movie.
Yeah. I think there's like 5, which again, way more than there needs to be.
That's why I went straight to Netflix.
Well, yeah, so these two movies, like I said, the Child's Play one kind of interests me, but this Toy Story 4, man, I don't know about all that.
So real quick, Lion King is the best Disney movie ever?
Yeah,
have
which
you
I'm
seen that?
Yeah, so I'm actually really excited about the new one to come out. You're not?
No, man.
No,
I'm really not. I'm really not.
Oh, why not?
Well, I'm going to go with what a lot of people have already said. They did Scar so dirty. He looks, I don't know.
Yeah, that
like,
is true.
I
agree with
they
that.
They have to be realistic because it's live action. But, like, they just made him look messed up and, like, overly
I'm actually
going
to have to look that up.
He doesn't, like, he was a completely different color in the cartoon. Like, I feel like they could have done something to him visually that made him different other than just making him look like he's got his ass kicked his whole life.
That's true. I guess what kind of...
Did you look it up?
I just now looked it up. And yo, that is okay. I mean, do what you gotta do.
I do like Donald Glover still.
I like all the voices except for Beyonce, but that's because I'm not a Beyonce fan. But
yeah,
you know, that's
true. I got
I'm not a huge one either, actually.
I feel like I'm the only
alone.
Woman that ever
really?
Says that. I say that in a room and they're like, oh my god, why? And I'm like,
are you talking just music or person wise or both?
I feel like because I'm not super interested in her music, I'm
not
invested
into her
in her
at all.
In her personal life.
I got you. I like maybe old Beyonce. I'm talking about like old, like crazy in love type Beyonce.
See,
like
I'll get
little,
down with that. Yeah.
When I was little, but you know, not the biggest fan either. So
if someone told me that Beyonce was coming to Richmond, they're like, you want to go? I'd be like, I'm all right. Unless is Jay-Z coming? Then
you see, people they always come to the National that have like kind of died off a little bit. I mean, you still have some people that come. But, like, I saw today that Nas was coming to the National.
Right.
Which I thought was crazy. Crazy weird. Crazy weird.
That's dope, though. I'll go to that.
You will go to Nas?
Are we going?
You buying?
So, I guess we're going to chill at the crib.
All right, so let's jump to a topic that I'm sure everybody in this room fucking loves, and that's food.
Whew.
Yes.
Is there anyone that doesn't love
food? I mean,
food?
That's true, I guess.
I mean, being that it's such a necessity.
I mean, like, you kind of need it.
You
kind of
have to.
So, yeah. So, me and my actually coworkers were talking about this the other day. So, I was like, I'm going to throw this on the next podcast. French fries. What's your favorite place to get French fries from? And I'm not really the biggest French fry guy. I will say that.
You're not a fry guy?
No, I do. Like, if they have, like, tater tots, I would definitely do tater tots over fries.
Tater tots over fries?
Yeah.
What?
I would.
That's all right.
I would.
We're finding out now that bitch is a psychopath. But.
So I guess I'll start off with my top 3 places to get fries. I would say Five Guys.
Wow.
Shut up. Shut the fuck up.
I think they have some of the worst fries.
That's
we're
how we know you're not a fry person.
Well, that's true. There you go.
Yeah, they give you like 80 pounds of like mediocre fries.
Well, you're probably going to judge my next 2. Chick-fil-A.
No, that's... Yeah, okay. Yeah, we'll get to it.
And then Arby's, because I like
curly
fries.
No, you might be a fry guy. Just stop saying Five Guys.
I'm sitting here telling you I'm not a fry guy.
Okay.
Not a fry guy.
What about
guy.
You, Emily?
Well, I was going to just comment on the fact that whenever... And this is going to sound weird, maybe not. I've had this fry conversation dozens of times in my life, I feel like. I've had either a drunken or high debate over, like, the best fast food French fry. And I would almost say Arby's curly fries are in a league of their own. Like, they don't taste like regular fries. They don't look like regular fries. So I agree with you on that. McDonald's, hands down, has the best fast food French fries. On a good day, you got to get them when they're fresh.
Yeah.
Then Burger King... Something about the texture of them. I don't know how to put my finger on it, but Burger King
when they
fries
redid them, like their current fries.
Yeah.
Those
are good. And then, shit. Oh, Sheetz actually. Sheetz fries.
I didn't even think about that.
Those are good.
That's a good one.
Yeah, those are good.
That's a fucking good one. What are you rolling with, Tim?
I'm going to go with Arby's as number one. Arby's fries with Arby's sauce. It's just, like you said, league of its own.
I'm glad we can all agree on that.
Yeah. Definitely going McDonald's as well. And like you said, Chick-fil-A. Even I would almost put those in a different category, too.
Because of waffle fries, of course. I mean, they're different. I mean, I don't know where else you can get waffle fries fast food-wise.
On top of that, you can eat them with Polynesian sauce, so.
There you go.
Polynesian sauce, y'all's favorite from Chick-fil-A?
I'd like, Neil turned me on to it. You do like a mix of Polynesian and Chick-fil-A sauce.
Oh, snap.
Shout out to Neil, because I'm trying that
too. I was about to say, y'all are onto something. That just made me feel weird. I don't know.
He knows.
So, sticking on food, something that goes with fries is burgers. And the reason I bring this up, because it was like yesterday or the day before was National Burger Day.
Okay.
So, where are your favorite places to get burgers from?
Like fast food burgers or you just do anything?
Honestly, I said fast food, but if y'all want to open it up and do anywhere, we can do that. I mean, I'll start off. I'll do Boulevard Burger.
Yeah, yeah.
Or is that what is it called?
Like the Boulevard Burger and Brew. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, yeah. So they're fucking good. They have one burger where it comes with like a fried egg on top.
They're really small, though. Every time I go they are tiny.
Yeah, that's the thing that I really don't like about them. But, you know, taste-wise, fucking amazing. I'll throw the Big Mac in there because I feel like that's the most...
That's a classic.
Classic, most consistent, I feel like, ever. And then Five Guys. You're not a,
fucking Five Guys.
Why the fuck are y'all hating all right, on Five
I'm
Guys?
Not, I'm because not hating on
it's like drunk what? Guys are like grilling in a closet, and like there's so much grease on their fries. Their burgers are like extremely sloppy, and
but they're good as shit.
They throw a whole bunch of stuff on there, but it still lacks like a distinct flavor.
All right, well then, what the fuck are you picking?
What the fuck am I picking?
Yeah, what are your three?
All right, so my three. I'm pretty sure that the Flying Pig, I went to the Flying Pig last weekend.
So, for everybody who doesn't know, where is that? Because I've never been either. I just heard you talk about
somewhere off of Hull Street. Our friend Lauren put us onto there, and I'm not exactly sure where it is.
Did you say it was like a barbecue place?
Yeah, they're actually a barbecue place, and they had like a barbecue taco place. So, like, they have barbecue and tacos, but I was like, I'm going to try a burger. And I had, like, a double bacon cheeseburger with an egg on top.
Yeah.
And it was fucking amazing. And then I'm going to go with two cheesier ones. The Whopper. Whopper's definitely on my favorites. And the Big Mac.
Respect that. Mm-hmm. What do you got, Emily?
I've been trying to think. I really have. Like, damn, like, where do I go for burgers? Burger Bock or Burger Batch, however you pronounce it.
So I've never been there.
They're really good. They're more expensive, but it's because of like the quality of their meat. But you can get, of course, they have like vegan, vegetarian options, which is awesome. And then they have lamb burgers. And I want to say they have like bison or something like that. They have like three different kinds of, I could be completely wrong to anyone. There's somewhere in Richmond that has bison burgers, but that might not be the place. But
let us know in the comments.
I would say fast food burger, Dairy Queen, honestly.
Okay.
A Dairy Queen cheeseburger. I don't have them often, but like those are good as shit. I feel like no one ever talks about Dairy Queen other than just for ice cream.
Yeah.
You're throwing out some good shit tonight.
Yeah, it's like the forgotten place.
I know, right?
If I go Dairy Queen, I need to go with like one of their fancier burgers. Like, I'm not a huge fan of just their cheeseburger.
Mm-hmm. Like, what's a fancier Dairy Queen burger?
Like, if they, like, throw some bacon and lettuce and stuff like that on it, maybe. I don't even know if they do that. But like, yeah, because their cheeseburger is pretty plain. I don't know. I feel like it's overpowered by mustard, but I'm just weird like that.
Oh, you're
like,
right, though. But I love mustard. That's probably why I didn't think about that.
I'm a mustard person, too.
I'm not saying it's a bad thing, but it's just, like, a mustard burger.
Yeah, I agree with that. Okay.
Have anything else?
I don't know if I have a third one. I'm just going to say McDonald's, too. Quarter pounder with cheese. That's my go-to order.
Sheesh.
Yeah.
Before they change the meat, I'm with it.
What do you mean before?
Bro, they have, like, some new meat for their fancier burgers, and it is trash.
You sure?
I promise you. Does
that include the Big Mac?
I think it's, like, their artisan ones with, like, mushroom Swiss and, like, the crazy ass.
They did it to a quarter pounder.
Did they really? I didn't even know that they changed their patties.
It's like their new Angus beef. It's not all of them, but like their new thicker patties. So bad.
It's not, and I don't get when people are like Angus beef. It's like all, to my knowledge, all beef is Angus beef. It's an Angus beef cow. Like, that is where we get beef from. So, unless there's, like, another distinction.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, how long have you been in Richmond, living in Richmond?
Like 2 years? Yeah? Something like that?
So, I feel like every time I'm in Richmond, which is really, we go a lot.
We do.
We go a lot. So, I feel like I run into somewhere that I haven't seen, someplace new. What's like, can you tell us like what's a great spot to go eat that maybe not a lot of people know about in Richmond? If you had to.
I can't think of something that like I would say not a lot of people have been to, but one of the newest spots that's open that's like blowing up, it's a place called Kreger's on Carey Street.
We were just there last night.
Are you serious?
Yeah, we were there last
night.
That's
the place. Okay, that's the second place we went to.
So we went to where were we going?
We went to Sullivan's.
We were going to Sullivan's and they were fucking dead because it was our boy Shaq's birthday and they were like, it's fucking dead here. And
happy birthday, Shaq.
Forrest, our boy Forrest was like, well, we passed this bar, so let's go there. And they looked pretty packed. So when we went back there, we're just standing there and Forrest is like, yo, this place looks fucking new as shit. So, I didn't know. I've never seen it either. I'm usually not on that side of Richmond. I'm usually in the bottom. More.
I've been twice. Once for drinks, and we had some food, and then I went back literally the next day because I ended up getting hammered and I couldn't remember what my food tasted like. I just knew that it was good. Yeah. So they have like this crazy ass sandwich with like fried gator bites on it.
We were talking about that last night.
That's some shit. It's so good.
Fried gator bites,
banana peppers, like Cajun remoulade sauce. Like it's fire. That's a good ass sandwich. Yeah.
What a choice.
We didn't eat there. We ended up going to D5. But the food menu looked amazing, so it's pretty crazy you say that. I'm gonna have to go back and definitely try that gator.
PBR. Sure. You saw it the other night?
Have you been there?
Oh yeah. That's probably like some of the best, I wouldn't say the best pizza in Richmond, but like best like fancy pizza in Richmond.
It's nice. So good.
You've been?
I went once.
Oh damn.
It was super dope. That's why when you saw it and you were like, yeah. PBR, what? And I was like, it's like that.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to go for sure, and I definitely have to go back to Kreger's to try that gator.
Yeah, you get it, and I'll try it because I don't know, man. I'm sketchy.
So remember when we were in DC when we had lamb
off the food truck?
If it was lamb, so we were in DC.
Probably not.
Probably not.
Whatever it was amazing. If that's squirrel, let me know.
We were in DC, me and Tim, just for the day. We were just bored, so we just went to DC and we were hanging out. And you know how they got food trucks all lined up at DC's, and he was just giving out samples, and I was like, I took it, I ate it, I was like, yo, we might as well just eat here instead of just finding somewhere to eat. I was like, yeah, I'll take whatever type of chicken that was. He said, sir, that's not chicken, that's lamb. I was like, all right, Tim, we're gonna go somewhere else.
But it was amazing.
It was amazing, but when I started to think about lamb, I don't know, I just.
Got
just
sad.
Didn't, it just didn't
hurt your feelings.
No, it just didn't sit right with me. So I was like, "Yeah, we're gonna go somewhere."
We were standing in front of like a museum or something.
Yeah, one of them. Yeah, one of the American Museum or something like that.
Natural History, I think. Yeah.
So, so we're gonna jump into a topic that was actually. So I put every week I put like a poll or whatever up on Instagram, and I have some people send me in topics of what we want to talk about. And this one girl wanted to talk about. Sliding into DMs successfully. I thought this would be good because obviously we have a woman on as well, so just not the man perspective. So for me, I'll tell you what: if any girl wants a man to respond to them through a DM, or at least for most men,
just say hi.
Just say hey, because they're going to respond and want to know why you're messaging them out the blue.
But that's probably going to lead to a really boring conversation. So get creative.
Yeah, I would definitely say get creative too. But I'm just saying if you want a response. Say, hey, I can guarantee you 60 to 70, maybe even higher percentage-wise, if you send a hey or a hi to a girl, you're not getting a response.
I'll take that fact from you because you are the DM slider. That's not true. It's the joke of our group. That bitch is all right, the DM slider.
So, Emily, what is a successful way to slide in your eyes?
Well, what I was going to say was I feel like just sending a hey, I would not consider sliding into someone's DMs at all. Like, that is just like... basic conversation starter regardless of your sex. So I feel like to slide into someone's DMs, there has to be some kind of flirtation. So that is actually how and why Neil and I are even together, because I slid into his DMs.
Nice. Ooh, what was your first line, if you don't mind sharing?
First what?
Line.
Yeah, what'd you say?
Well, it wasn't even like, what did I do first? I think he like uploaded a new profile picture on Facebook, and like the algorithm on there is super fucked. So like I never see certain people. So he happened to pop up and I'm like, damn, he's hot as hell. Looking at Sam, I was like, I'm gonna slide into that DM watch. So I ended up like bombing his Instagram with like heart eye emojis and like flames and like shit. Like, cause like, what do you have to lose, honestly? And
that's perfect though.
I think the next thing I did was he posted, which I know he stole it off of Reddit, some like funny ass story. So I used that as like the conversation starter, like making fun of like whatever it was that he had posted. So I think to successfully do that, you should comment on something or start a conversation based off of something they have recently posted or recently shared.
So it's funny you say that, because I get my most success from just responding to a story, or let's just say an Instagram story, or just starting a conversation that, you know, like something they uploaded, you know, just to seem like I'm interested in something that they're interested in as well. You've already known Carrie since high school, so.
Well, yeah, but I've never been like a DM slider when I was a single guy.
Well, you've never been an online type of guy anyways. Nah. Like, you're never really online at all.
Nah, but I did for a while go ham on Tinder, and I was using, I just saw the best up sexy in the world.
The what?
The best up sexy. And then they would respond, what's up sexy?
Oh.
I was about to say it, and then I said it in my head, and I was like, nope, I know that one.
Usually when
people are... Were you on the premium account?
Huh? What are you talking
what
about?
What does that even mean? Wait, premium, what is that? Tinder premium.
Unlimited super likes. No, I'm just like, I think it is, though.
What super like?
Have you been on Tinder before?
Yeah, but not when there were super likes and premium. It was just...
A super like, brings it, like, immediately to their attention.
Yeah,
and
so you don't have to... They don't have to swipe right for them to know that you swipe right for them. You know what, you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So okay. if you use a super like on them, it automatically works.
And if you're not premium, you only have
they'll automatically see it.
Yeah, you only have one super like per day. So like they're like, wow, he uses one super like on me.
Yeah, but they don't know if you got premium or not, do they?
It probably shows something to like show your status, like you're a cool guy, you got Tinder premium.
I feel like I would be really put off if I saw a dude was paying for Tinder premium.
I'll tell you what. If you're on Tinder and you get in a relationship, make sure you delete the Tinder. Because I got called out in my last relationship because I never deleted my Tinder. And one of her friends saw that I was on Tinder.
Were you actively using it, or did you just have the app on your phone?
It said on 4 days ago, so.
I didn't even have the app on my phone. Like, I had deleted it. But if you don't delete your profile, supposedly, it's still on there. Yeah.
Well, babe, I'm still on Tinder then.
Yeah, sure. Same.
I'm sure if you're inactive for, like, months at a time, then they'll delete it. I mean, that would be. I mean, I don't know how that works.
It's been well over a year.
I mean, I don't know. I don't.
Oh, but let me see your phone.
No, I'm saying I don't search for dudes, so I don't know if you're on there or not.
Whatever, dog. It's 2019. I ain't got no problems with that.
So how long have you and Neil been dating?
Like unofficially 2 years, but our like official anniversary is in July. So okay, like 2 years.
Coming around the corner.
Nice. All right, so let's jump into kind of staying on this. So what's the most unattractive things about the opposite sex to y'all? So I guess just throw out a few things that really, and this is the one that I put on Facebook. So I'm going to read some of the comments after we give our answers, because I thought some of them were funny.
It blew up on Facebook.
Yeah, it did. People are interested in shit like that, I've noticed.
Yeah.
Emily actually commented.
I had to delete it.
I was like, I wouldn't delete it, but I gotta save it for the podcast.
Okay. I was about to say, we're about to find out right now. So why'd you delete it?
All right. So who wants to go first?
Emily's going first, and I'm interested to hear what she said.
Yeah. So
it's teeth. Teeth is a huge, huge thing for me. And I feel like I saw a lot of other people saying the same thing. Like, I don't want to, like, judge too hard on someone who doesn't have or had the opportunity to have braces.
Right.
But if you have, like, a battle of epic proportions going on in your mouth, that's a no. Or if you don't, like, brush your teeth. Like, if there's no hygiene at all there, like, everyone can tell. Like, your teeth look bad. Like, they stink. Like, teeth is, I would say... the top for me. There's a couple others, but that's the big one, I think.
So what were a couple others?
I'm gonna let him answer, and then we'll come back around.
Well, first. Teeth is number one on mine too, and I think that like you said, that's what mostly everybody put was teeth and just hygiene in general. I think everybody can agree that's at least on the list for sure.
Yeah,
it's hygiene and teeth.
My number one is stuck up, like full of yourself. Like, if you think that you're the shit, like, and you put off that energy.
Isn't that a good thing, though, for, like, someone to exude, like, the I'm the shit? I mean, I guess that can go poorly if they're, like, overly cocky.
That's what I'm talking about. Like, I don't care. Love yourself. That's great. That's what I want you to do. But don't, like, when people think that they're better than other people or, like,
okay, yeah,
I'm too good to talk to you because my head's stuck up my own ass.
I agree with that.
Number one.
Yeah.
Yes. Like I said, Teeth was number one on mine, so I guess back to you. I know you made a whole list on Facebook. So,
like, I guess like personal style. Like, I kind of like part of what I find attractive about other people, men and women, is how they dress. And I guess if every single day you're rocking basketball shorts and a wife beater, or like you just don't put any effort into your appearance, that kind of makes me think that like, you don't have that much confidence in yourself, which, like, confidence is very, very attractive. So, yeah, I would say wardrobe, and that kind of falls in line with hygiene. Just, I mean, like, yeah,
it does.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, that makes... What about you, Tim? You got another one?
No.
Oh. Really? You don't have another one?
I got another one.
You do? Go ahead.
If you're rude to your family, if I'm around you and you're rude to, like, especially your mother... cannot. Super deal breaker for me. Like, I don't ever want to see you. If it's like an argument, like, I understand that, but if you're disrespectful to your siblings or your parents, like, that's super ugly.
That's happened to me fucking multiple times in multiple relationships, and I feel like when that happens, I'm in such an awkward situation because they're fucking arguing or something, or she's just being mean to her mom, and I'm just sitting there like, should I go outside? Like, what the fuck should I do? Like, it's probably one of the most awkward situations you can be in, for sure.
I've never seen that in, like, a significant other or anything like that. Because, like, I would be like, yo, what the fuck is wrong with you? Everybody knows my mom is, like, my homie.
She is. Your mom's fucking awesome. Definitely.
We were talking right before the podcast. But, yeah, if I saw that, I'd be like, all right, yeah, definitely a no-go.
Yeah.
I guess another for me would be... I don't want to say this because you know who I'm going to be talking about. So I don't like ghetto-ness. If that makes sense.
Yes.
Okay. No, it's just a. All right. I'll give you a backstory without going too deep or throwing out any names.
All right, man.
And I'm not going to go far.
You got it.
I had messaged this girl on Facebook. And we were all going out one night. So I was like, you should come out with us. So I picked her up and we came out. And she went out with us and everything was fine. So night one went great. Night two and on, totally different person. Fucking totally different person. And Tim knows exactly who I'm talking about.
It was like, probably totally
different as in like the first night she had a front up, or she just...
A front up. Definitely a front up.
Okay. Nah, I think the rest of it's a front. I think that first night was who she is and now it's...
You think so?
I know it's really hard.
I see more of the second part totally than I do the first one. Right,
because it's a very good front.
Well, either way, whatever type of front it is, I don't like it. Like, that's so
insane.
So,
I need some context here. Like, an example of like what you mean.
The first night, super sweet. Hey, how you doing? Da 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 da. Then after that, like, I mean, it wasn't necessarily like, yo, what's up, my nigga? But like, it was like.
It was like, you know how...
Like what are you about to say? No, I saw it come out of your mouth.
I mean, Emily, you know like how, I guess, white girls act real...
Don't.
Oh, no, no, no. I feel like I know exactly because, like, right. I briefly worked in a strip club, so I fully am aware of women that act like that.
Yeah.
And I know exactly what you're talking about.
Whether that's... The way she tries to act or whichever way, it just wasn't attractive. Like, Tim wanted me to keep talking to her, but he didn't see that side to her until, what?
Way later.
And he was like, you definitely made a good decision. Because it's just, it's just really annoying to me, and it's just not attractive. I feel like I can't sit down and have a real good conversation with you.
Right. Well, why did it start? Like, what?
I'm telling you, it was like literally the second night or the second time, she was just a totally different girl.
No, it was just like from the very beginning.
Not the first night.
No. I know. I'm saying, but like my next time seeing her from like when I first saw her, it was just that, and it's never been any different afterwards.
It was the craziest thing ever.
That's really bizarre.
Very bizarre, and she has not changed. I mean, I haven't hung out with her, but I mean. All right, I'm not saying anything.
Yeah, let's just.
I'm not saying anything. So, do y'all have another one for y'all?
I was honestly trying to think of something more shallow because I feel like everything that I've said is like pretty straightforward and agreeable across the board for people. So I was like trying to sit here like, what is like a shallow thing that I like?
I mean, I don't like laziness. I definitely don't like, you know, when she doesn't have a drive or, you know.
Yeah, no motivation.
No motivation to do anything at all. That's really unattractive for me. And I guess that those would be my three if I had to pick.
Yeah. Okay.
That's what's up.
So just reading through the comments on Facebook, obviously we said poor hygiene. Somebody said slang.
Somebody said what?
Slang.
Oh.
Oh, I saw that.
Okay, I can maybe get behind that.
It says too. She said slang. To where she's feeling she needs to bring out some flashcards.
Yo, shout that person out. Shout out who you read from. Let us Crystal, know. That was Crystal. I know
Crystal
that.
Pool.
Oh my god.
Grammar was on here again.
I was just about to say that. People who like, I'm a grammar queen. Yeah, absolutely.
I see that you're very well spoken.
Yeah, I know whenever I like am in an argument with Neil and I say a word incorrectly and he calls me on it, I'm always like, God damn it, like, that's not me. Like,
it's such
shit.
A huge point.
And then a lot of people are saying laziness, no drive, lack of respect. This was a big one, Pop. Lack of respect for servers.
Ooh, yeah.
Or towards servers, you know what
especially
I mean?
If you're on a date with or are dating someone who has worked in, at the very least, customer service, but in the service industry in a restaurant. Yeah, absolutely.
So I guess speaking of dates, let's kind of jump to our next topic. Which are first dates, something that you definitely do not do on a first date. For me, what bothers me is, and it's cell phone, and I'm always on my cell phone, but I feel like if we're on a date, or, and this really applies to anything, if I'm out with family or anything, I don't like being on the phone when I'm at dinner with somebody.
That's really surprising, because he's always on the phone when all the fellas go out. Yeah, that's messed up.
I don't really fuck with y'all, but.
Oh, true. All right, cool.
But yeah, I mean, that's. You know, being on your phone, I just feel like, you know, you learn a lot about somebody when you're sitting across from them eating dinner.
I agree.
I mean, that's definitely a time to get to know somebody. So, especially on a first date, that's not cool.
I think first date, big no-no, and this actually happened, is I don't want to hear about or get into the conversation about previous relationships or people that you have slept with, especially if, as you're rambling down your list, are people that I know. Like, as soon as you start talking about that, I'm like, oh my God, whatever physical attraction I had is so far out the window.
You said that's happened?
Yeah, that happened.
I don't understand why somebody would ever want to bring that up.
I don't even remember how we got on the topic of it, but, like, yeah, he ended up telling me, like, everyone he'd slept with or dated, and I was like, mm-hmm, yeah, fantastic. Like, why do I... Yeah, that's
I
a no.
never want to hear that, period. If I've dated you for 10 years, I still don't care. You will never have to tell me your list, your number, any of that. I do not want to know.
Yeah, that was something that definitely... That was something that wasn't discussed, I don't think, in any of my relationships, honestly. Ever.
It's not necessary.
Yeah. What do you got?
Definitely big no-no is going to the movies. I mean, I guess that would be like a mutual decision, but I do not want to go to the movies if we're on a first date.
Well, you what can't
are we
talk
gonna,
to them.
Yeah, exactly. What are we going to talk about? What
I
are we going to do?
100%.
I'm going to sleep. Y'all all know that if we go to the movies.
So Tim doesn't like to go to the movies because he automatically falls asleep.
100%.
Is it like soothing to you to be
Tim
in the dark
likes
theater?
To sleep. Tim likes to sleep.
It's comfortable. It's dark.
Like, when we go downtown, like, to go out for the night, he falls asleep on the way there.
Sometimes on the way there, but definitely 100% on the way back.
No matter how loud the music is, he'll fall asleep.
Well, we did talk about earlier how he works out in the heat all day, that so is he's
true.
Tired.
That is true.
Right, but even still,
on Saturday night when it doesn't work.
I will, but after the car ride, I pop right back up and I'm ready to go. But yeah, just like during the car ride, I don't really like car rides.
But he does fall asleep in the movies.
You do like car rides. You're like an infant. Like a car
I'm like,
the car just makes you go
yeah,
nightmare.
I'm going to get 20 minutes in so I could sleep and rally.
So anybody have anything else for that first date?
For the
Dawn?
First date? I honestly have only ever been on like a handful of dates in my life.
I think that's a good thing.
So like, I don't think I have a lot of experience with that.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever just like met a girl and I was like, yeah, we're going to go on a date.
Oh, maybe from like a girl's perspective, like you shouldn't, yes, you're going on a date, but I think it's wrong if you assume that he's going or she is going to pay for the date.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I know girls who automatically assume that like the check is going to be taken care of because they were asked on a date. Like, I think you should always like offer to go Dutch. Like, let's split the check or something, or I'll tip, something like that. I don't think it's right for a person to assume the other person is going to pay.
Yeah, I'll always take care of the check, especially on a first date. But it's such a good thing when they offer, in my opinion, like you said, or you know, to split, or you know,
Like we don't really want to.
Yeah,
but
yeah, I know.
We're being nice.
Most of us would pick it up. I mean, Tim might not.
No, generally, me and Carrie, we actually go back and forth. Like, if I pay one night, she'll pay the next night.
That's a good
thing.
That's
nice. That's a really good system.
So, I know I kind of want to jump to a serious topic before we go to plead the fifth. And this was a topic that was, I thought, would be good to at least touch on, and that was Georgia's new abortion law. So,
do you want to state that law?
I know that after 6 weeks of being pregnant, you can no longer get an abortion.
It's 6 weeks is typically when they detect the heartbeat, and so it's the heartbeat bill. So it's after the heartbeat is detected, you are not allowed to have the abortion unless it's for medical reasons, like your life is at risk, I think incest, and then rape. But for the rape one, you have to have filed a police report or something like that.
So when I first saw it, I thought they didn't make any exceptions for incest and rape.
No, I mean, like, I feel like you have to. But that was the other thing with the rape, is that, like, you have to, like, have proof. Like, oh, I pressed charges. Like, you can't just say it and have your word taken.
So let's just take rape and incest out of it.
Hold on, real quick. I want to actually touch on that, because is the incest not rape?
No.
Like, is that what they're saying?
No, I think that because incest itself is illegal, if you were to become pregnant by, like, your uncle, your brother, your cousin, what have you, incest is illegal. So I think that they're accepting in the fact that if a child was conceived illegally, that, like,
I'm just kind of
blown
by the thought that they had to mention that.
I know, it's really weird, right?
Yeah.
And like, that one is, like, again, no proof of that, just you kind of say it, but the rape one, you have to have some kind of proof, and like it's all
hard.
Fucked in general.
Yeah,
but, like,
yeah. So overall, bill wise I guess for me, I've never really liked to talk about these abortion bills, and I'm not saying that men shouldn't, because I think that you should definitely have a voice and you know, stand up for women. But I just feel like, for me, I've never really touched on any abortion bills, just because I feel like it's really just none of my business, if that makes sense. And I say that because I just feel like it's not my body. And for grown-ass men, white men,
I was gonna say,
to make laws and you know, about another person's body or you know, women's body, I just think that's so wrong on so many levels. So I've never been, you know, the type to comment on that, just because it's simply none of my business. I've always just felt like it's your body. The woman should always have the right to do what's best for them, because it's their life and their body.
So on the flip side, just playing devil's advocate, if you were with a girl for a long time and you wanted to have a baby, she found out she was pregnant and she wanted to have an abortion.
That was somebody hit me with that question too on Facebook, and I didn't respond because I don't know how to respond to that.
Me either. I was just thinking about it like everybody thinks about it on the opposite side. But
I just don't know how to respond to that. And if I had to, I would just say, you know, still at the end of the day, it's still
the women's
body.
Yeah, the yeah, women's decision. Okay, yeah.
If you're talking about, like, you've been with a girl for a long time and that happens. Well, if you've been with her for a long time, I would hope that you both love each other. And if she's not ready to have a child at that point, and again, that's her choice, her body, then you as the person that loves her should, it sucks. And, like, that is never an easy choice. But you should still try to understand it from her perspective, and you can work through it as a couple. Like, I'm not saying that, like, men should not have a say, because it is rough and it is hard. And I can't imagine what it would feel like for a hopeful father to realize that his partner does not want to have a child.
Right.
Like, you're not, it's not only her losing it, you're both losing it. So I would hope in those scenarios that he would be able to understand her. And then, you know, in the future, maybe you can revisit it when she's ready.
Right. Yeah, I'm totally with that. I still don't believe that guys should be making laws about women's bodies, because there's really not much that laws say about a man and his body.
No, I mean, look, I'm with you. And I just think, you know, I just think we're, man, I'm not going to dive too deep into it. I just think this country is so fucked up in so many ways, and I just feel like, you know, there's always been a war on African Americans and even women, and I think that those things are not coming to an end. They're just getting worse. That's just my opinion, and it's so fucking sad to see.
Well, I'll say one more thing on it from a more, like, science-y perspective, I guess. I want to say it was, like, a Bill Nye video, him talking about it, but it was something that I hadn't even thought of. So the premise of, like, the heartbeat, and I could be wrong, but I'm like 90% sure this was him that said it, that, like, just because there is a heartbeat, there is no brain function. The brain has not developed yet at that point in fetal development. So what they're hearing as a heartbeat is really just the cardiovascular muscle developing. So of course it's going to start beating, because it's connected inside of a living organism. It's starting to grow. So it's just very strange to me that they're basing it off of a heartbeat, but you need your brain. Like, if it was brain development, then I would maybe understand, but, like, that happens so much further along.
Way out, yeah.
Way, way later, so I don't know. I agree. There's just so much injustice amongst.
For sure.
This is really sad.
Why are you looking at me like that?
All right. So, right before we get to plead the fifth, Joe was just here. He got to meet Emily. And he just sent me a text message that said that she looks like a mini Chelsea Handler. Am I saying her name right?
Do I?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. So, I have heard that, like, one or two other times. I have heard Ellen Page, Kelly Ripa, and Kristen Bell. Nice. None of them I think I look like, except maybe Ellen Page. No one knows who that is. That's Juno.
I don't. Oh,
the
okay.
Movie Juno. Yeah, got that's you. Juno. But no, never, like, maybe one other time.
Chelsea. I see a little bit.
Do you see Chelsea?
She's funny
I
as
do.
Hell.
Yeah, she, no, she's hilarious.
Yeah,
no,
I like
she is,
her.
She is funny as hell, for sure.
Like, looking at myself. Like her?
You remember that night we were at the hotel room? It was a while back, like right after high school, and this random girl knocked on our door and we
Yo,
all opened it up.
Coolo.
You think I look like Pitbull?
I genuinely feel like I can't think of what he looks like off the top of my head.
Well, one, he's bald. I'm not bald.
I'm gonna look him up really quick. I can't answer that problem.
But we were at a hotel. Some random girl knocks on our door, and she literally points at each and every one of us. There's like five of us, and says, "You look like this person. You look like this person." She said, "You look like Will Smith." Or who?
I've heard that quite a few times. Nothing alike.
I'm just telling you, that's what she
said.
No,
you do not look like Pitbull.
Okay,
what? Who the hell?
She was wasted.
No,
she was,
dude.
But
was.
It was hilarious.
Oh my god. Okay, so I googled Pitbull, and he came up, and then I hit images, and it's a bunch of fucking dogs.
I would say more likeness to a dog.
I was about to say, that was a hell of a good Google search. All right, funny. Do I look like DJ Khaled? I had some random girl at Tap House come up to me and be like, "Yo, you look like DJ Khaled. Can I put you on my Snapchat?"
You should have been like,
if
"We
you
the
like,
best."
If you like shrunk by a couple inches, were wider and like darker.
He is short as shit, though.
He's short, right?
He's very short.
No, not him
either. Really.
Okay. I mean, I was just asking.
I can't find somebody that you look like.
I don't think you look like Will Smith, so.
I don't look like Will Smith at all.
I feel like your profile, I can kind of see it, but, like, straight on, not at all.
No. I've heard it a million times.
All right, so are y'all ready to wrap up the show with the last topic? Hope y'all had some.
That went by so fast.
So fast.
Shit.
It always goes by fast.
I'm always so sad at the end.
I know. I'm like, oh, my third. I just opened my third beer.
We've been talking for over an hour, so it's definitely been a great fucking podcast.
Yeah, man.
But we're going to throw Tim on the hot seat first. So, Tim, it's time for you to plead the fifth.
Or not plead the fifth.
And I'll go ahead. That's what Emily messaged me when I first brought this up, and she was like, do I have to plead the fifth, or can I just answer all three? I'm like, hey, if you want to answer all three, you can answer all three.
Yeah, you're going to hit me with, like, three questions, and I pick, or they just, like, come
in consecutively? No, you have three consecutive.
Okay.
Yeah. You got to choose your plead the fifth wisely.
Because then, if you do it early, then the other two you have to answer.
Yeah. All right. So I'll start off with Tim, and then I'll ask Tim a question, and then you ask him a question.
Oh, my God.
And then I'll finish up his third question. So, Tim, I'll start off with you first. And I won't start too deep on the first one. But
I always stress about this topic.
What's one thing, or no, I'm sorry. What's your deepest insecurity? I feel like everybody has at least one. So what's your deepest insecurity?
I don't know, man. I don't know.
So if you really don't have one, you can go with that. But
yeah, I feel
no,
like,
honestly, I mean,
that's not a bad thing if you don't have any insecurities.
I'm sure I do. I just can't think of any. I don't, like, think about my insecurities often, or I guess I don't realize them until they arise.
Like, that's pretty awesome, actually.
Yeah.
That you don't have to, like, carry day-to-day, like, thinking about something that you're worried about yourself. Like, that's great.
That affects a lot of people, for sure. So that's a good thing, honestly. All right, Emily, what do you have for Tim?
I'm kind of scared for Emily because I don't know her.
Dude,
like talking
I don't
about.
No,
you can.
And you were like, "Don't hold back,"
don't
and
hold
I'm
back.
Like, "Ugh."
Got it.
Now go ahead. If it's too funky, I'll plead the fifth. But just know that I come after this to ask you a question.
That's fine. I understand. Were you genuinely excited when you found out that you were going to have a baby, or did you have some kind of like fear, doubt? And I know that whenever someone finds out they're having a kid, there is fear, doubt, and excitement. But, like, really, though, like, what was your initial feeling finding out that you were going to be a father?
So, Carrie comes home. She has written me a card. And I was like, what? What the? It's not my birthday? It's not like. And she hands me the card. And it says, you won the race, or at least a part of you have. We're pregnant. And I was like.
Was she present when you read the card, or
yes.
Did you just find it and then you had to go find her to be like, I
no.
read the card?
No, she gave it to me, and I promise you, I didn't say anything. I walked around the house with my jaw dropped for like 5 minutes, but I was extremely excited. Like, I was so happy. People keep asking me, like, am I afraid, or like, what am I going to do? I'm excited as hell. Like, I have no fears. I might have fears of like, oh my goodness, is he still breathing? All right. Is he still breathing? I need to go check on him real quick. But besides that, besides him being healthy, I'm elated. Like, I could not have been happier. And it wasn't like an accident. Like, we knew what we were doing. So I wouldn't say prepared necessarily, but I knew that it was a huge option.
Yeah.
So
that's awesome.
Yeah. I was hyped.
That's really exciting. I'm happy for you, man.
Thank you very
I'm really
much.
Happy.
Me too, man.
And
I love
the gender reveal thing. I thought that was brilliant. Like,
yeah,
I feel like
it was
everyone
so cool.
always does the same shit with like balloons and stuff. So like the water guns with the paint.
So whose idea
brilliant.
Was that?
Carrie's actually, and I honestly hated the idea.
Yeah.
And then
but it
was
happened,
dope,
right?
Yeah. And then once it happened, like, I just want to point something out. If you've seen the video, I didn't know that I was supposed to have my eyes closed.
That's what I was about to say. You kind of cheated because I feel like they shot you with it and you immediately started running around.
Well, see, no.
You weren't supposed to see
it. Everybody keeps saying that I saw it or like I knew in advance or something like that. But what happened was I saw blue go right past me. So someone had shot the gun and then completely missed. I'm going to say that it was probably one of the girls, either Elena or Sylvie. But it went right past me and I was like, no way. So I waited for the second one, another one, boom, right past me. And I was like, I could not hold it in. Carrie's like, the one thing you don't do is run away when you find out.
I was like, but it was like a joyous run. Like,
yeah, like, what am
stoked.
I supposed to do with all this excitement?
And the
exactly
fact that
you
had
you
to
want.
Grab a beer before it started.
I was so
I love
nervous.
That too. I was like, damn, that's me all
She's
the
like,
way, man.
Do you really?
Need
and
a
I was
beer?
Like,
You really need a beer?
I was super nervous.
Hey, man, you're drinking for the both of you right now.
So. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, I got to keep up.
All right, so I'll finish this up with...
This has been pretty easy. I'm just going to let you know that now.
This still might be... I mean, this still might be easy for you as well. What's the darkest thought that you've ever had?
I can't put that on this podcast. I plead the fifth. It's insane. Everybody's had some pretty dark thoughts.
I was just asking.
That's a good question. Sheesh. It's a good one.
Yeah, but that's not something that I would ever ask anybody because, like...
Well, I just did. You've answered... I think we've had plead the fifth 3 times already or 2 times. Mm-hmm. And I believe you've gotten through all of them. So.
I've answered every question, but, like, I can't think about it. And I also can't, like... I listen to a lot of dark podcasts, like true crime murder stuff. So, like, it'd probably be pretty dark. I'm thinking we should save Emily for last.
That's fine. Usually we go with guests first, so we'll switch it up this time.
That makes me really afraid. I'll be honest.
All right. So, yeah, y'all don't have to hold back.
Okay. If you could be in a relationship with anybody right now, who would it be?
Anybody in the world?
Okay. Yeah. Really? No.
I was gonna. What do you
that
mean?
Is there anybody that we know together that you would be in a relationship with if you could be?
No.
Okay.
Next.
I feel like that's a lie, but
damn, there's like no elaboration on that at all. Just no.
There's not. There's really not.
I wish we had a lie detector test.
I'm serious.
Yeah. Those don't actually work. Those are.
I know. I would never take one.
I get a lot of heat when it comes to that stuff, though. Like. I feel like you and my family, I feel like all of y'all say, like, I'm too picky when it comes to that. And it's not that
not I... Not really.
Like you cannot be too picky.
Yeah, not really.
I hate when people say that.
I get that all the fucking time, and I'm like, I don't know.
I never say you're too picky. I would say you should definitely check that out.
Yeah, and we'll see how that worked out last time. So, Emily, you can... you're up. You can ask me whatever.
Shit. Okay. All right, if you had to kill somebody, you have to. Your life is on the line if you do not. If you had to kill somebody...
You just gave them an out.
Who would it be, and how would you kill them? Please do not say something as bitchy as, like, a shot to the head. Like, I'm looking for... Looking for some shit.
Okay, so I can say anybody, correct?
Yeah, anybody.
Except
for Trump, because I feel like that's a given.
Yeah, that's a given.
Yeah, it's a given.
All right, so I'll do Casey Anthony.
Ooh, wow.
Good one.
So I would kill Casey Anthony. What I would do is I would kidnap her one dark night. People are really going to think I'm crazy.
Allegedly,
you wanted details, so I'm throwing this out.
Allegedly and hypothetically.
Yeah, of course. Oh, yeah. Allegedly, we have to throw this out here because I might get charged.
I was about to say here, but this is a charge right here.
I would kidnap her one late night.
That's fucking creepy.
Take her to an empty warehouse.
Damn, he put thought.
And
in
I would have this warehouse already set up. I would have a medical table already set up. I would strap her to the medical table.
Holy fuck.
Chop off all of her limbs.
Damn.
And burn her.
What?
Fuck yeah,
I don't
dude.
Feel comfortable anymore.
Fuck yeah, man.
She said she wanted details, so I didn't want to bitch out on that.
Have you given that thought before? Maybe a little bit?
I wouldn't say all that.
She is terrible.
And it just made it worse, because... I'm like Tim, and I know you like you listen. You said you listen to true crime podcasts too.
Yeah, more so like watch shit, but yeah. I have listened to some before.
I'm interested in true crime too, so I watch all the documentaries and shit like that. So of course I watched all the shit on her, and don't even get me. That's a whole podcast.
I mean, I don't even know how. Yeah, I agree. I agree with you on that. Like, I don't even know how.
She's a bad fucking person, but there's been like women who've drowned like all four of their children in a bathtub.
I know. I just went
and
with
they
her.
All
it's
went to jail.
Thing. It's the first thing that came to mind.
They went to jail.
Yes, yeah, it's she pops into my mind because she got off.
Yeah.
But that's not her fault. That's a justice. You can't, if you commit a murder.
Oh, right. No. I agree.
Yeah,
the
it's
jury,
not your
the
fault.
Jury totally fucked up. But like,
the judge, the jury, the prosecution.
Less of a shitty person.
Yeah. So, sure. Because she got away with.
There's a bunch.
Okay. Sorry. A little tangent. Let's see. This one's got to be good because I feel like you just
It can slid. Be good or what, but I still got plead the fifth, so.
Oh, no, you don't plead the fifth. You're a good guy. Out of your mom and dad, who's your favorite?
Ooh.
I know we did sisters last week, but out of your mom and dad, who do you like more?
Well, if I had to choose, I'm definitely pleading the fifth on that.
I was about to say, because you're an animal.
I know one of them listens to the podcast. So.
And that one so is just say not the favorite.
The other is your least favorite.
I don't know if the other one listens to it or not.
Well, I already know the one who listens, and I'm glad I know that now. What's up, buddy?
Good. Yeah, good job. Good job. So we made it. Oh, no. Emily. We still got Emily.
Oh, fuck. I thought I got off the
I was about to wrap up the show. And,
hey.
Nah.
And forget about the guest?
So I'm going to let Tim ask first.
Oh, are you? Yeah. Lucky me.
So, Emily Rock, time for you to plead the fifth.
I already got my question for you.
I feel like I'm going to go all three and just answer him. We'll see, though.
Okay.
Go ahead.
This is probably going to be the hardest one. Which dog is your least favorite?
Oh, the puppy, Baguette. 100%.
Fuck. I thought that was going to be.
Wow. Nope.
No, I know. Nice. I have my dogs are all ordered. I know which ones are favorite in the ranking of them. If you'd really like to know, it's Indigo, then Atlas, then Bagel. So really, the order that I got the dogs in.
I was about to
in.
Say, so
yeah,
it was in length.
Order
okay.
That I got them in. Yeah, yeah. Puppy
always
sucks. Female dogs suck.
Okay.
Or the best. First yeah. is always the best.
Bubby's my OG, dude.
All right, well, then I'm going to get my last. If I could think of one, I'm getting my last question because that was way too easy. I
thought
I had
that
her.
Was gonna be difficult
oh, I
for
thought
me.
I had her
it's
stuck.
Just like parents have a favorite; they just will never say it. But mine are dogs, so like
yeah.
they'll
yeah.
never hear me. You know.
True. All right. I got one. So, what was the most regrettable drunk text that you've sent? To who was it to, and what did it say?
How am I supposed to remember that if I was drunk?
I'm sure you. I feel like
in the morning.
Remembers that. Yeah.
Who is it to? We're dropping names.
I feel like
you don't have to drop
I mean
a name
like if I could remember I would drop a name. I'm just like really trying to think of like oh my god, I really feel like it's Neil. I have like been wasted before and we've gotten in an argument and I've like gone to sleep on the couch and have sent him some crazy novel of a text message and in the morning I'm like, "Oh my fucking god, you made that so much worse than it needed to be." Usually like a close friend.
Yeah.
That I'll do the drunk, embarrassing text to.
Any of them, you don't have to name names, but has any of those drunk text messages or anything like that affected any type of relationships?
No.
No?
No, I don't think so.
Gotcha. That's,
if so, it's that's never been brought
good.
To my attention.
That's always good.
I haven't noticed.
Because a lot of truth comes out when you're drunk, so.
I know that I've definitely good. Had to have talks the next day with friends. Like, not so much Neil, but, like, really close girlfriends I've just disclosed, like, I guess deep-seated feelings, too. And the next day, I have a bunch of phone calls, and I'm like, yo, what's up, dude? And they're like, can we talk? Like, are you okay? And that, I would say, would be the most. But it's more just they're concerned, not that I, like, said some asshole-y thing.
I got you. Cool. All right, Tim.
Yeah, so I don't have a great one, and I saw one that you told me you're going to ask our guest this week, and I really want to hear it.
All right, Emily, so you've been a trooper with these questions, so I definitely have to go what I think would be a little deeper, a little harder, maybe not. So tell us about your most uncomfortable sex experience.
Ooh. Why would anyone plead the fifth on that? I feel like that's a good question that people would want to answer. Wait, what was the most awkward sex experience?
Yes, yeah, or uncomfortable. What, yeah,
uncomfortable,
pretty much.
Awkward. Well, I kind of have two.
Please share.
I got two.
She's an open book.
Yo,
this is awesome.
All I know is the second time you come on, we got to make these tougher.
Yeah, I'm going to have to do some homework.
I'm glad that I'm already going to be a reoccurring guest.
Oh, for sure.
So first one would be... First dude I slept with when I went away to college, is a real short little dude, so I wasn't expecting much, if you know what I'm saying. But I will honestly say that had there been light on in that room and anyone had seen my face, that shit probably would have been a meme. Because it, oh, really, really little. So little that I did the, like, the shock face in the dark. But bless his soul, he didn't see it. So that, I would say, was really awkward because, like... I knew it wasn't going to be much, but then it was significantly less
than what you thought.
Than what I
At least you didn't start laughing.
Oh, I'm polite. I'm polite. I definitely laughed later when I got back to the dorm, for sure.
So was it one of those things where you cut it off, or you just
went with it? I still went with it. Gotcha. Like, I let him try or whatever, but yeah, definitely like that. And then the second one would be, which is awkward for some people, I think it would ruin it, but for me it was really funny. It was like over the side of the bed, and the bed was on risers, and the momentum, I guess, knocked the entire thing off the risers. The whole bed fell over.
Oh, shit.
Which abruptly ended it, and it was funny. So I was laughing and like backed up into the bathroom, and his fucking dog was hiding in the corner behind the shower curtain. Like, backed up, like, what the fuck is happening in my house right now?
Do you think it was because of the dog, or do you think it was because of what the dog saw?
I don't know. I don't know how long he'd been in there. So I don't know if, like, the bed falling scared the shit out of him, or he'd been petrified the entire time. But, yeah, like, either way, bed falling and then seeing the dog, I was like, this is a night, like, I'll never forget. Like,
nice.
Yeah, so I'd say those are top tier for awkward, weird.
That's not bad.
Appreciate
I told
you, being
you I wasn't going to plead the fifth.
Yeah, you didn't plead the fifth. All I know is, like I said, next time we got to come tougher.
Yeah.
Not that I really want you to plead the fifth. I like deep questions like that, you know, like when you appreciate them and you don't think they're, I wouldn't say easy, but you're like, okay, I'm excited to answer this.
Yeah, because I feel like, what other situation would you be asked that where you have the opportunity to answer it?
Yeah, that's true, and I think this is why a lot of people really enjoy this shit, enjoy listening to it. So we appreciate you coming on. That's definitely going to wrap up the show.
You've been a dope guest.
Easily the longest show we've done so far, but it's fucking worth it because it was a hell of a show. Appreciate you coming all the way out here during the weekday and bringing the fucking beer.
That's,
so clutch.
Podcast fueled by Yingling this week.
Yes. So appreciate it. Appreciate you, Emily, coming out.
I appreciate you guys having me. I'm really glad to be here. I hope I can come back on again. This
You'll definitely
fun.
Be back on.
Really
yeah.
fun.
Absolutely.
So we appreciate everybody tuning in to the Uncensored Podcast. Make sure you tune in next week for episode 5.
Yingling! Money in the way for what they got to say. I throw it up, it's falling down, it's definitely in the way. More than three niggas, talking big flicks, hung the phone up, and she still takes the money in the way for what they got to say. I throw it up, it's falling down, it's definitely in the way.